We are preparing to start Acts 16, but I thought we would go over 2 points before we get into the actual text of Acts 16. And there are two things. The very first thing that comes up in Acts 16 is Paul circumcises this young Christian named Timothy, but he circumcises him. And so they're all, through the 2,000 years since the first century, there has been misunderstandings, wondering why did Paul circumcise Timothy when he was so adamantly against it just previous to this, in Acts 15 and in Galatians 2. So why did he do this after these big fights that he had with the Jews? So I thought we would go over that for the first lesson. And then the second one is, Kaufman noted in his commentary that it is a thought and a possibility that Luke and Titus are brothers. And the reason Titus also he's in this circumcision discussion, because Paul adamantly refused to circumcise Titus, whereas he did circumcise Timothy. So we look at those two. We'll discuss that. And that reasoning, I'd heard of lessons and sermons on this all through the decades, and it never was able to be made clear to me, but Kaufman spelled it out spectacularly and very easy to understand. And then yesterday I even had an AI write me an essay, and it sounded like Kaufman wrote it, and I was pleasantly surprised on how well that it did. So I have that. And then here with Titus being brought up in this discussion, he's all thought and possibly a brother to Luke. And so I had AI write me an essay on that. So I thought we would go over these 2 points in preparation to starting Acts 16. But first, on this reasoning why Paul circumcised Timothy. First, Timothy was a Christian, and now Kaufman goes through this, but I thought we'd just do it extemporaneously here first, and then we'll cover it again in the text. But Timothy lived here in Lystra. Here on the first missionary journey is when Paul and Barnabas first met this young man named Timothy. He had a mother named a grandmother and mother named Eunice and Lois. And Lystra is also the town that stoned Paul, and they thought they had stoned him to death, but fortunately he was definitely unconscious. They drug him out of the city and left him for dead. He was unconscious, maybe and probably more in a coma. And so, but he revived and regained consciousness and had not died. His spirit never left his body. And so anyway, and he regained his strength and all. But anyway, so this is the Lystra, the town that they first met this young man named Timothy, and now the grandmother and mother and with Timothy were all baptized and all became Christians on the first missionary journey. Okay, so now we're in Acts 16, the very first of the second missionary journey. After they go through Derbe, then they come back to Lystra, and that is where, again, they of course still and meet and run into Eunice, Lois, and Timothy. Well, now this is a few years later, and Timothy is a few years older and had been obviously studying And with Paul appointing elders in every congregation before he left on that first missionary journey, the last thing that he did as he was finishing up, then he was able to be taught. And so he had obviously learned pretty much a good deal of learning. And he obviously was a good speaker. And Paul jumped on this and knew that he had great potential. And all three of these, now Timothy's dad was a Greek, a Gentile, which that plays a big part into what is about to come up. But beside that, Eunice, Lois, the mother and the grandmother, and Timothy were all highly respected by the Jews locally, at least in Lystra and Iconium. And so what Paul realized and thought of is he would be a great one, at least locally, but then also all over. And everything that Paul thought came to fruition, that yes, he was a great worker in God's kingdom, and you know, would be and did become. And but here, specifically, especially right here locally in the towns of Lystra and Iconium, that Timothy would be very influential with the Jews and be able to teach them about the Messiah and God's kingdom, and they would listen to him. But there was a problem. Since Timothy's dad was a Gentile, a Greek, he was not circumcised. So because of that, the Jews knew this, and so they would have shut him down. They never would have listened to him. And what I got from the AI essay said that he would not have been allowed entrance into the synagogue. And so I don't know. Maybe that is also a point, too. I didn't research into that any deeper, but that's what it mentions in here. And so, but that would definitely explain if he didn't even have access to going to the synagogue. Of course, then he couldn't do any teaching to the Jews. But regardless, the Jews wouldn't listen to him, no matter whether he was in a synagogue or outside of the synagogue. If he wasn't circumcised, they were going to shut him out, and they would have walked off and not even entertain talking to him. So that is the reasoning why that Paul circumcised Timothy. It was not a precursor to becoming a Christian, because he'd already been a Christian for several years on the first missionary journey. And it was only so he could teach to the Jews and the Jews would be receptive to him. Now, that any questions or comments on Timothy here being circumcised? Now, in contrast, what had happened a few years before, and even happened before Acts 15, was here, obviously, in this city of Antioch, as Paul and Barnabas were teaching, whenever they came back off of this first missionary journey, then there was this man named Titus. Now, he was a Greek, a Gentile, and they started teaching him, and he wanted to become a Christian. And I don't know. Paul doesn't exactly explain if there was any pressure on him, but what from Galatians 2, but Paul adamantly defended and explained that he refused to circumcise Titus and was letting everyone know that was going, that he wrote this to this Galatian region, to these at least four congregations in this southern Galatian region that he wrote, in which it was the very first book in the whole New Testament to be written, and to let them know that he refused to circumcise Titus. And he explained why, because it was not essential for salvation, and it was not a precursor to salvation. And And in fact, it was opposed to God's will because the law of Moses was already ended and should never be imposed on the Gentiles because they were never under the circumcision ordinance by God. And now, as far as for the Jews, if they wanted to keep continuing to practice circumcision, they could. But if they wanted to let that go, then they could. But regardless, it was still not going to be a precursor for salvation. It had nothing to do with salvation. At that point, it was just a personal preference if the Jews wanted to continue it or if they didn't want to. But it was not going to be bound on the Gentiles. So that's the main point of Galatians 2 when he's talking specifically about this man Titus. So that's the explanation why Paul circumcised Timothy, so the Jews would be receptive to him, and where he and his family were already highly regarded specifically in these towns of Lystra and Iconium, and it could be several or a lot of Jews would become, or he felt like had a possibility of becoming Christians because of Timothy's good teaching that he would be able to do, but he had to circumcise him, otherwise they wouldn't listen to him. Whereas Titus was an absolute refusal because that was not a precursor to salvation, and they were not going to be bringing in a Jewish custom or a command under the law of Moses that was already fulfilled and done away with by this time of 50 AD, and no way that he was going to participate in circumcising a Gentile before they were baptized, or really any time. So any questions or comments on this? Okay, now I'll read this article that AI generated yesterday. Why Paul circumcised Timothy, but not Titus. Paul had Timothy circumcised to remove a cultural stumbling block for their ministry among the Jews. Because Timothy had a Jewish mother, he was considered legally Jewish, and Paul circumcised him to gain access to local synagogues. Conversely, Paul refused to circumcise Titus, a full Gentile, because it would falsely imply that keeping Jewish law was necessary for salvation. Here are the specific localized details for both figures. Timothy was the son of a Jewish mother and a Greek dad. Because Jewish identity was traditionally traced through the mother, the Jewish community regarded Timothy as Jewish. However, his Greek dad prevented him from being circumcised as a child. So his dad did not allow him to be circumcised as a child. Paul circumcised Timothy so his Jewish heritage would not hinder their mission to reach Jewish communities. Okay, that was about Timothy. Now about Titus. Titus was a full Gentile or Greek whose parents were both non-Jews. Paul adamantly refused to circumcise Titus. Paul's reasoning was strictly theological. Circumcising a Gentile would suggest that keeping the Jewish law was mandatory for salvation. So he was adamantly opposing that false thought that circumcising was mandatory for salvation. And that was a core doctrinal error that Paul actively fought against. And then it's a closing paragraph, a summary statement. For Paul, both actions served the same overarching goal of protecting and advancing the gospel. He circumcised Timothy as an act of practical accommodation to win Jewish converts, but he refused to circumcise Titus to preserve the doctrinal truth that salvation comes through repentance and baptism, which was first taught by Peter in Acts 2:38 on the day that God's kingdom was established. Okay, any questions or comments on this?